Bible in Basic English. The Book of Proverbs. Chapter 1. The Wise Sayings of Solomon, the Son of David, King of Israel. To have knowledge of wise teaching, to be clear about the words of reason, to be trained in the ways of wisdom, in righteousness and judging truly and straight behavior, to make the simple-minded sharp, and to give the young man knowledge and serious purpose. The wise man, hearing, will get greater learning, and the acts of the man of good sense will be wisely guided, to get the sense of wise sayings and secrets, and of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the start of knowledge, but the foolish have no use for wisdom and teaching. My son, give ear to the training of your father, and do not give up the teaching of your mother, for they will be a crown of grace for your head, and chain ornaments about your neck. My son, if sinners would take you out of the right way, do not go with them. If they say, "Come with us, let us make designs against the good, waiting secretly for the upright, without cause, let us overcome them living, like the underworld, and in their strength, as those who go down to death. Goods of great price will be ours, our houses will be full of wealth. Take your chance with us, and we will all have one money bag." My son, do not go with them. Keep your feet from their ways, for their feet are running after evil, and they are quick to take a man's life. Truly, to no purpose is the net stretched out before the eyes of the bird, and they are secretly waiting for their blood and making ready destruction for themselves. Such is the fate of everyone who goes in search of profit. It takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom is crying out in the street, her voice is loud in the open places. Her words are sounding in the meeting places, and in the doorways of the town. How long, you simple ones, will foolish things be dear to you? And pride a delight to the haters of authority? How long will the foolish go on hating knowledge? Be turned again by my sharp words. See, I will send the flow of my spirit on you, and make my words clear to you. Because your ears were shut to my voice, no one gave attention to my outstretched hand. You were not controlled by my guiding, and would have nothing to do with my sharp words. So in the day of your trouble I will be laughing. I will make sport of your fear. When your fear comes on you like a storm, and your trouble like a rushing wind, when pain and sorrow come on you, then I will give no answer to their cries, searching for me early. They will not see me, for they were haters of knowledge, and did not give their hearts to the fear of the Lord. They had no desire for my teaching, and my words of protest were as nothing to them. So the fruit of their way will be their food, and with the designs of their hearts they will be made full. For the turning back of the simple from teaching will be the cause of their death, and the peace of the foolish will be their destruction. But whoever gives ear to me will take his rest safely, living in peace without fear of evil.